because it took so long, and it was so, there were so many legal maneuverings going on, and there was the conflict was so, you could feel it even back then, that it was just gonna just go, there wasn't gonna be any movement at all. It was just gonna be clash, 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 clash.
Would you say you were very emotionally invested in the story as it was progressing?
Well, sure. It's your one of your community's most important stories, so it's hard not to be emotionally invested in that work. I'm going to do some really, I guess, am I emotionally invested in finishing this marathon? Yes, I am.
So I guess along with the energy of the movement itself, there are also personal emotional peaks and valleys as well.
I do remember being exhausted a lot because the meetings were long and the work was hard, and you have to do that. You have to sit there and listen and try to make sure you're getting the most important information out of the meeting, and then you have to flip the switch back to office and write it and think about the person who's reading what you're writing, and does this make sense, and is it true to what I just witnessed? And is it going to help move the conversation along? Okay, and what time is it now? And how long till deadline? Oh my God, I only got 15 more minutes, and just going to bed and having a headache. So
and just having that constantly.
It was pretty, from 2010 until 2014, it was really grueling, so. Also, I raised a kid with autism, and I look back and when he was young, and it's like, how did I do that? So now, I'm 5 years later, looking back in the work that I did. How did I do that? I have no idea. But you do it.
Right. So.